man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and
we're all here, folks. Thank you for joining us. This is the Trump Phenomenon here on June 19th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. Hosting with me, Paul Fromm in Canada. Paul, thank you for being here.
Oh, we're glad to be here. And I would have been joined the Sunday afternoon Grand Fiesta if I hadn't had a sudden call to do some videos for the Jim Rizzoli show. But anyway, I'm glad to be back, and unfortunately, I've got some sad news.
Well, let's get to that in just a moment after saying hello to George and Maryland. George, thank you.
Good to be here, gents.
And Paul, is this a good time for the unfortunate news?
Yes, it's quite short, but I just found out earlier this evening that Barbara Kolaska passed away this past Friday. Now, she may not be a household name for most of our listeners in the States, but she worked very, very closely with Douglas Christie, who was our great free speech lawyer in the Zundel case and in the Imre Finta case. And the Imre Finta case was not really a free speech case, but it was a case of a Hungarian immigrant whom the radical Jewish lobby wanted deported. He didn't really constitute war crimes, but he had been a Hungarian police captain and had been involved having Jews who were rounded up in Budapest get onto trains headed he knew not where. Anyway, Doug Christie defended him, with Barbara Kolaska's help. She was a great legal researcher, and basically they took down Canada's war crimes law. Virtually nobody has been convicted under it since then, and they went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court eventually ruled that following orders, provided they were reasonable, did not constitute a war crime. Anyway, she also represented a number of other free speech people, including me in a libel case. She argued my appeal in the case where anti-free speech campaigner Richard Warman sued me for libel for calling him a censor. But anyway, that's the way things go in Canada. But she's only 62. She's an extremely hardworking lady, and she passed away. And even her friends had not been aware, but she was sick. So that's kind of the sad news.
Well, that is sad news, and the if she were still with us, she'd be by a decision by the Supreme Court in that battle for free speech today. And this is also, you know, great. It was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court, which struck down today a ban on racially disparaging trademarks.
Oh.
So this was, and it was remarkable that it was unanimous, the unanimous court in Mattel versus Tam struck down a provision of the Lanham Act, the main law on trademarks, that barred the Patent and Trademark Office from issuing any trademark protections to marks that, quote, and you're familiar with this language, Paul, because this is what occurs in Canadian law and in European nations all over the world, this kind of sneaky language marks that, quote, may disparage persons, living or dead, institutions, beliefs, or national symbols, or bring them into contempt or disrepute, unquote. Doesn't that sound recognizable, Paul?
Yes, especially in the absolutely loosey-goosey language, especially centered around words like may bring them into disrepute. Well, yeah, this is what we've argued in not on trademarks, but the so-called hate speech law in Canada, before the Human Rights Commissions, is that's completely loosey-goosey. If you're an optimist, there may be sun tomorrow. If you're a pessimist, you say there may be rain. It's entirely subjective. That's very good. That's a very positive bit of information for freedom.
Yes, and that's going to be a landmark, folks, for our European cousins and other nations, because they are afflicted all throughout Europe, and I don't know about Australia, but Canada certainly has it. Laws that make it illegal to, and I'll just use the language here that the Supreme Court used, or that the law that they overturned, may, tricky word there, disparage, disparage? Paul, imagine if you or I couldn't disparage anybody. What kind of a radio show would that be?
Just as well run wall-to-wall advertising.
Yeah, but not only disparage, but and this is what our law, the Lanham Act, now struck down by our Supreme Court, may disparage persons, get this, living or dead. Okay. I wonder if the dead litigants have dead attorneys. I don't know. Institutions, what's that? That could be anything. Beliefs, that could be anything. Or national symbols, that's pretty wide. Or bring them, that is living or dead, into contempt. Or, here's a rubber word for you, disrepute. What in the world would the legal definition of disrepute be?
Anything that would lower their reputation. Well, just to take one example, something about Charles Manson. So if you said something, if you were trying to register a trademark, I'm not sure what, maybe.
Yeah.
Pepper spray, and you somehow named it, used Manson's name, and reflected ill upon him, that's disparaging his reputation. It's completely loosey-goosey.
Yeah, anybody, living or dead, no disparagement, no bringing into contempt, no bringing into disrepute. So this is great, folks. This is, and amazingly, the four liberal left-wingers on our court sided with Gorsuch and Alito and Kennedy, and this is also heartening because it shows the power of shaming. This is what Antonin Scalia did regularly on the Supreme Court. His mind was so powerful that the Ginsburg, Kagan, Sotomayor crowd, Breyer, they were shamed into once in a while voting constitutionally or voting for American freedom, because Scalia made it so clear that he made the case so rock solid that for these left wingers to vote as they really wanted to against the Constitution would expose themselves to it would expose them to disparagement, disrepute, and contempt.
and for being the narrow-minded lightweights they are.
So, anyway, this is good. And
the legal front, it's really good to say, and this is good news, and this is good news.
Yeah, so the Barbara Kalashko, she would be very happy if she could have heard that news. And maybe she has. The let us launch into our program. A feature is that the show is live, you are live on the show at 800-313-9443. Let me get my caller board in front of me here. 800-313-9443. We welcome your calls in our brief hour together. Some of the things you might want to call in about or talk about, there's some great headlines. There's an election tomorrow, which will a couple of elections that will perhaps give some indication of popular support for Donald Trump. We'll touch on those. Here's a headline I liked. I didn't get to the European story I promised a couple of days ago, a European story in which some polling sadly indicates that the support among Europeans for their own catastrophe, the European Union, is higher than we'd like it to be, especially among young people. The older crowd, George, Paul, and my generation, is pretty good on understanding that they want out of the EU. Some more good, this is good news, by contrast, good news. The European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, reveals today that the EU would not have accepted Poland or Hungary if they were to apply for the European Union today.
and the reason is because they have taken a hard line on immigration.
Yeah. Now, I mean, and this is an amazing thing for this Jean-Claude Juncker, who apparently is quite a, you know, he's quite a specimen. He, chutzpah is his middle name. He says, this article, and I'm reading this at amren.com, Jared Taylor's wonderful website. The European Commission President Juncker strongly criticized Poland and Hungary for their refusal to take in refugees during the height of the migrant crisis.
The invasion. Oh,
yes, yeah, exactly.
It wasn't a few birds blown off off course by a hurricane. It's an invasion.
Yeah, yeah. The non-European, anti-European invasion was what it is. Poland and Hungary refused to take in a single person under a plan agreed in 2015 to relocate 160,000 asylum seekers from Italy and Greece, which had been overwhelmed by a mass influx of people from the Middle East and Africa. Not a single person? That's wonderful. And the states, Poland and Hungary, are now facing a legal challenge from the EU over their anti-migrant stance, along with fierce criticism from Mr. Juncker. He said, that's spelled J-U-N-C-K-E-R, he said, those who do not want to accept people with a different skin color or a different belief, I'm reading this for the first time, folks, so I'm kind of like, I'm kind of wondering what comes next. It's probably going to be pretty wonderful. A different skin color or a different belief come from a world of ideas that I do not consider compatible with the EU's original mission, unquote.
And he is so right. The original vision, which was not honestly explained to people, the original vision of Count Richard Coudenhove Kalergi, who with Rothschild money circulated the notion from the 1920s on until the time he croaked in early 1970, the European Union was to replace the nationalities of Europe and create a new man, which would be mixed-raced, and the way he thought of it, he looked like the ancient Egyptians, a mix of Oriental and Black. Well, now, the ancient Egyptians weren't that, but that is what he wanted, and with a new aristocracy, moral aristocracy of Jews. That was his evil vision, and Juncker and people like Angela Merkel fit right in with that. The vision is to destroy European nationality, so proud people like the Poles, proud people like the Hungarians, and leaders who don't want their country changed are anathema. I think they were sufficiently arrogant to believe that maybe people would continue to vote for traitors and liberal Democrats, and the people of Poland and Hungary and several other countries have simply not. I find that very, very interesting.
Yeah, and you know what's wonderful about people with over-the-top chutzpah is that they speak the truth sometimes. And Juncker just spoke the truth about himself and about people like him. He showed his contempt for us, and that we are correctly. He said we are from a world of ideas, totally alien to him. But the article goes on. There's more. And he claimed this attitude from countries such as Poland and Hungary, led by Viktor Orban, would have been a cause to deny them membership in 2004 when they were admitted to the European Union. Mr. Juncker said, quote, if the refugee crisis had already existed then in 2004, and if it had been put like that, then access would probably have been blocked, unquote.
Very good. Well, I mean, it's good that's out there. And maybe this will alert some naive or well-meaning people to just how evil that vision is. The vision of the European Union's ultimate purpose was to abolish Europeans.
Yeah. Now, here's another. He's tipping his hand here on another matter. He denied organizing a reduction in European Union funding, which mainly benefits Eastern European countries, in punishment for their actions. Mr. Juncker said, quote, sometimes I feel like doing that. I mean, is that the voice of a dictator or what? Sometimes I feel like doing that. Sometimes I feel like cutting off your funding, you know. And by the way, folks, Juncker was not elected by anybody. But I do not believe in running around Europe threatening people. If we start to threaten to cut funding now, it will not help in creating a minimum of solidarity, unquote. So thank you, Mr. Juncker, for flapping your lips and letting us know what your dumb ideas are. Let's see. These comments from Juncker come after the EU opened legal cases against three Eastern members for failing to take in asylum seekers to relieve states on the front lines of the bloc's migration crisis, sources said. And I think, you know, and the third country there is the Czech Republic. And I don't think the Czech Republic consider themselves Eastern European. They're Central European by anybody's definition. So are the Poles and the Hungarians. So-called letters of formal notice are to be sent to Poland and Hungary, and diplomats suggested that the Czech Republic is also on the list. These letters are the first step in the so-called, I love this, infringement procedures that the European Commission can open against EU states for failing to meet their legal obligations. Look at the bear trap that our European cousins have put themselves into. This unelected European Commission, which is the actual power in the European Union, more powerful than the European Parliament, they will institute an infringement procedure against you. Cut off your funding. My European cousins, can you get out of the European Union fast enough? But the Eastern allies have refused to budge on their anti-migrant stance. Hear, hear.
They're still ruled by nationalists.
Yep. A little more of this right after this break, and a good chance for you to call in. See you in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This is James Kelso. The show is live, 800-313-9443. We've got a quick EU comment from George. George?
Yeah, thanks, James. Oh, it's ringing. That must be Donald Trump trying to find us, James.
Well, there you go.
Paul could probably remember Francis Parker Yockey. Kind of a cult hero among white nationalist types. I've read a lot of his stuff. But he have a lot of his opprobrium for the common market. And his predictions were eventually Russia. And after Russia would end the Soviet Union, that would become the free part of the world. And we would not. And he was right. But he had his blistering commentary on how hideous and horrible the common market was to the European countries who joined it. And, of course, the EU is the son of the common market, only about 100 times more communist and nasty and evil and unelected.
Yes. And, you know, those who said that the EU was a catastrophe for white folks, they were quite right. And that was, you know, easy to see. Because the EU is an erasure of the sovereignty, of the identity of each European nation. It's unraveling. Now, the Brexit.
They're also pretty devious, though, James. You know, the EU did not run up the flagpole and say, "Attention, Europeans, we are now going to erase all your borders." And they didn't do that.
Well,
they said, "Oh, we're going to be an excellent new economic revitalization."
Right. The sneaky trick they used. I remember, I think this was happening back when I was in high school. They were saying, they were playing on resentment of America, and they said, "Look at the Americans. They have 50 states that all trade with each other, and that's why they're more successful than we are, because they don't have trade barriers. And look at all, every time we go from France to Germany to Switzerland, we have to get our passport stamped, and we have to have tariffs and all this. And that's our big disadvantage. We need to get rid of all of those things and have what do they call it back then? The first word they used was common market. We need a common market. But that was just the wedge that they got in. Once they got that in, then they started going after a Europe-wide legal system, a Europe-wide military, Europe-wide taxation.
Well, and then they got rid of all the internal British Empire, the British Empire and the pieces used to trade with each other with aplomb and exceptionalism. There was a benefit to be in Australia or a British Commonwealth country in Africa. And the common market's the one that stepped in there and squashed all that and said, "Aha, you can't have internal advantages to being in the British Empire. Unacceptable. You need to be socialist like the rest of us." And so when it stopped being advantageous, for Canada and New Zealand and Australia and all the far-flung parts of the empire, there was no longer an advantage to having an advantage in connection to the mother country. Well, it all fell apart, and we all know what happened after the Suez Crisis, and now the British Empire has basically ceased to exist.
Well, yes. Speaking of the EU and would-be dictator, Jean-Claude Juncker, that article I'm reading, I'll finish it up here in just a moment. I'm reading from the American Renaissance website, which is amren.com, run by Jared Taylor, a good friend, a personal friend of Paul Fromm. And I'll finish that article up. But here's some exciting news. Michael Savage, one of the biggest radio hosts in the country, and his radio show, The Savage Nation, he cited Jared Taylor's American Renaissance in a show just a couple days ago. I remember hearing that, and that's nice. It's nice when, we're starting to act like a family, and Michael Savage cites as a source of authority Jared Taylor. Here he says, let's see. I'll play that for you right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, "Well, I've been giving you this stuff," and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We got minds open, so if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. Let me finish up the Juncker article, just one last sentence. Speaking in Hungary's parliament earlier on Monday, Prime Minister Viktor Orban said, boy, and he's the real deal, "We will not give in to blackmail from Brussels, and we reject the mandatory relocation quota," unquote. So there you go, the resistance really forming in Europe, starting in places like Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic, and also Britain with Brexit. And, you know, the indications are that Brexit is going to go through. I don't want to get people in a panic on that. It does appear, even Jean-Claude Juncker himself has said, "I want to get this over with. I want to get to Brexit over with, and we can then move on." So he's not saying we're going to stop Brexit. That's
no, they can't. All they can do is make the negotiations ugly. One more reason to say, right on, you did it. You did the right thing for your people, to the Poles, the Hungarians, and largely the Czechs, is what happened today in Paris. For the fourth time in I think 6 weeks, police or security forces were attacked on the Champs-Élysées, you know, practically, you know, like White Constitution Boulevard in Washington, main street. And apparently a small car tried to ram a, I think, a kiosk on Island or you know, some sort of place where the armed security police were. And the car blew up, and I don't think any of the police were hurt, and the terrorist was killed. But I mean, it's ongoing. France is on maximum alert, and has been for months. There were a lot of military and special police patrolling all sorts of major places. In Paris, monuments like the Arc de Triomphe and the Eiffel Tower. But when I was in Marseille a little earlier this year, back in late March, at the airport there in Marseille, armed French soldiers, big strapping guys, their weapons at the ready. Our people in Europe are under Muslim terrorist attack, and people like these, I hate to use nasty terms, but absolute race traitors like Jean-Claude Junkie or Junker there, they either don't get it or they just don't care.
Yes. Now let us go to I mentioned this article that I just read you on Juncker and our friends, our patriot friends in Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic, fighting against Juncker. It appeared on.
You might also add in Slovakia.
Yeah. Yes. This appeared at American Renaissance. Well, now Michael Savage, one of the people who could credit himself with making the difference between Trump winning or losing. In 2016, Rush Limbaugh made a difference. Michael Savage made a difference. Matt Drudge made a difference. Sean Hannity made a difference. Each of those people probably brought hundreds of thousands of votes. In every case, that if you're talking about losing Pennsylvania or Florida, that could have made the difference. Well, anyway, he credited. Listen to this. This is Michael Savage talking about our friend Jared Taylor at American Renaissance. Here he is.
Are already disruptors.
That's Nancy
in many ways.
Pelosi there.
In 1964, Mario Savio and company were disruptors of the status quo.
He was a piece of low-class garbage.
Of your possibility.
I can't listen to her anymore. I can't take it anymore. I have an interactive map put out by American Renaissance that shows, are you ready for this? The 200 acts of violence and hatred against Donald Trump supporters that have taken place since he declared his candidacy, and Nancy Pelosi, Rachel Maddow, Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, and the entire cabal of radical leftists in the media went ballistic, smearing Trump, smearing his voters, smearing you. Anyone who voted for Trump, never forget this. When they attack Trump and call him those names, they're attacking you. They're saying you are deplorable. You are disgusting. Well, since they started in on their war, two homicides, two attempted homicides, 10 cases of arson, 26 aggravated assaults, and 75 assaults. Now we have the attempted murder of a congressman on their hands. Never forget what I'm saying to you. Words have meaning. When you call a group of kids disruptors and you celebrate being a disruptor, and then they go out there and attack police and damage property, and now one of them, a disenfranchised white man from the Middle West, who is a Democrat socialist follower of none other than the New York street agitator Bernie Sanders, the Seltzer Man, and he says he has nothing to do with it, you are mistaken. Words have power. They have all been calling for violent resistance, and they're very well organized. They're more organized than the MS-13 gang. They have better funding than the MS-13 gang. By the way, President Trump's pledge to wipe out the violent MS-13 gang is gaining traction, according to the New York Post.
I'll cut it right there. But that was great. Michael Savage giving a plug for a great map. You can find it at amren.com, Jared Taylor's website. It's the you'll see a box on the right-hand column, the anti-Trump hate map. Somebody at Jared's office has done a great job of assembling hundreds of interactive balloons. You click on a balloon over your state, and you'll catch whatever one of hundreds of hateful, criminal, violent acts by the oh-so-loving left against patriots. So what you're looking at here is a violent war against us. Very well done by Jared Taylor. And by the way, that anti-Trump hate map, you'll find it right below the promotion for the American Renaissance Conference, which will take place July 28th through 30th at Montgomery Bell State Park, 45 minutes west of the Nashville Airport. And it says register now. I've talked to people about how much I would love to go to that event. I don't know yet whether I'll make it, but I'm going to make a stab at it. I'll look into things.
James, this just in, Steve Scalise's condition has been upgraded from critical to serious. And many sources are saying that he is expected to survive. And he's even started tweeting. So it's fitting with our discussion of the other side committing violent, hideous, gruesome acts of violence.
Oh, that's great.
Steve Scalise, as soon as he's back up, you know, I hope Donald will do the right thing and march this guy all around the country and say, it's time for the hardline left to pay the price. No more special persecutors, no more Russian BS, that's all over. We won the election. You lost.
That's right. That's what I was suggesting last week after we heard the horrible news about the shooting in Alexandria. I like what Michael Savage is doing. He's making them, the people who encourage those street thugs, Black Lives Matter, social justice warriors, who give them aid and comfort. They have to wear it. You probably recall when Congressman Gabby Giffords, I think, was shot a few years back. The blood had scarcely fallen on the sidewalk before the entire patriotic movement, Sarah Palin, everybody was being blamed for it. And then later turned out that the guy who shot her was not a right-winger or a patriot, but was actually a Jewish, mentally disturbed, drug-addled nut bar. You know, they're always willing to try to make us responsible for anything that goes wrong. I think we've got to be much more aggressive, like Michael Savage is there, and make them aware and say, you people are doing it. It's your fault that this type of person became so deranged and they went and tried to kill those staffers. And
I'm with you, Paul. I want Don to make political hay out of this because he should. I mean, let's shut down the whole bloody Russian thing. I'm sick of it. Do that. Let's trot out the gunned down representative and said, you know, he represents all of white America. He represents patriot America. You fired a bullet into our abdomen and we survived. Now we're going to shut down your left wing BS. No more Russiagate. No more special persecutor. No more Rod Rosenstein. All the rest of them, you can go where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
Yes, and now let's go to another broadcaster in the Patriot cause, Alex Jones. And I did not listen to it, but apparently yesterday, Megyn Kelly's interview with Alex Jones was aired. And I'm just looking here at reviews at Breitbart, which, you know, that's my go-to source now for news. And maybe some of you in the audience heard the interview and can give us a reaction to Megyn Kelly's second NBC interview after her catastrophe with Vladimir Putin, where Vladimir Putin just cleaned her clock. But here's what it says. Megyn Kelly gets middling reviews for Alex Jones' profile. Establishment news outlets reviewing Megyn Kelly's controversial interview with radio host and InfoWars publisher Alex Jones, have mostly panned the NBC News host for a, quote, shallow, unquote, profile that spends more time trying to justify itself than revealing anything interesting to her audience. A handful of TV critics offered faint praise for Kelly's performance, with most saying she avoided a disaster or a worst-case scenario. However, the majority faulted the bald-faced ratings grab for being far less compelling than its subject warranted. The New York Daily News wrote about it. Megyn Kelly is getting crushed in the big leagues, and it's beginning to show. That was Don Kaplan at the New York Daily News. Sure, she looked tough as she grilled Jones, but Kelly delivered no news. She did not move the story of this. Now, this is Kaplan, consider the source, this monster forward, nor provide anything aside from a shallow profile. So it's probably a pretty interesting, if the left doesn't think she did very well, it's probably a pretty interesting interview. Will Oramus of Slate wrote, in her determination to avoid normalizing Jones, you don't want to normalize anybody like Paul Fromm or James Kelso or George in Maryland. Don't normalize us. To avoid normalizing Jones, Kelly also avoided drawing anything particularly interesting out of him or the phenomenon he represents. Ultimately, the segment came off as a hard-hitting work of journalism, less as a hard-hitting work of journalism than as an apologia for its own existence. Others, a Variety, called her interview empty, stilted. These are not good words for a journalist. Let's see here. And
stilted.
Okay, I got that. Megyn Kelly responded to the criticism, saying she felt it was important to shine a light on Jones. But come Sunday, that light was a dim bulb at best. So there you go. Maybe a caller can enlighten us on just a brief summary of whether the interview was any good or not. Let me just check the caller board here and just see if one of you is, in fact, we do have a caller here, Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you're on the air.
Well, good evening, James, and I saw that Sunday morning, and my first impression was that Alex got her lunch pretty good.
Probably he did.
And that, now you explain that I just learned that I was right in thinking that, because all Alex did today was whine about how they had edited the tape and saw him mopping his brow and things like that. And I said, damn, Alex, I saw that, and I thought you did pretty good. But, you know, that's our boy, you know, anyway. But I like to say, now I know that I was right. I thought he got the best of her. Now that Kaplan says it's... what did you say, inconsequential or whatever they said, whatever words they used. Now I know why, because she lost and they can't stand it.
Right. Well, what the left would have wanted Kelly to take out Putin. She didn't. Putin took her out. The left, you know, this is part of the drawback of chutzpah. You do things that you later regret. Like Jean-Claude Juncker and like Megyn Kelly. She thinks she's made of tougher stuff than Vladimir Putin. Wrong. And she probably thought, you know, she could box Alex Jones around the ring. And I haven't seen it, but from what you're saying, Alan, wrong again.
Well, you know, they live in this world where all they hear is their own propaganda, so they finally begin to believe it. They just can't deal with the reality of living.
Yes, yes. They're definitely in an alternate universe, and it's coming apart for them right now. And, of course, the thing they really can't handle, it's fun watching them try to handle Donald Trump. He has humiliated every single person that's tried to do a one-on-one with Donald Trump. has left the ring on a stretcher. Well, Alan, thank you very much for that. Any other thoughts you have on the last couple of days?
Well, you all are talking about the European Union, and I wanted you to answer a question for me that the stupid Internet simply will not answer. Did Belgium originally vote no on entry into the European Union?
Paul, you'll have a better recollection than I do.
Don't think so. I think Ireland did, but they had to. They just kept having more votes until they finally voted the right way as far as the... I don't know. I don't think...
Alan, I'm going to have some interesting statistics for you after the break. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned, folks.
Okay.
Thanks, bye. Alan.
Good night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
We're back for our final segment, folks. And sorry, we've run out of time here. We just have this one remaining segment. And I just want to familiarize you with a poll. We'll talk about it in future shows. The Pew Research Center, which is claims to be nonpartisan, and was originally endowed with $5 billion by the Pew family, which are the descendants of a Presbyterian, Joseph Pew, who lived from 1848 to 1912, and he made his money discovering oil in Pennsylvania. The Pew Charitable Trust, with that $5 billion, they had conducted a poll in Europe of all the European Union nations, and it shows more support for the European Union than I'd like to see. It does have some encouraging results, such as this. In Poland, 73% of the people see these Middle Eastern refugees as, quote-unquote, 73% see them as a threat. In Greece, 69% a threat. Hungary, 69% see them as a threat. In Italy, 65% as a threat. These are encouraging numbers. But sadly, the awareness that they need to get out of the EU is not big enough yet. We've got more work to do. They asked this question: does diversity make your country a better place to live? In Greece, 63% say N-O. let me give you the yes numbers. In Greece, 10% say diversity makes our country a better place to live. In Italy, it's 18%. In Hungary, 17%. In Poland, it's 14%. These are great numbers. I didn't see this part of the poll previously. In the Netherlands, only 17% say diversity is their strength. In Germany, 26% say diversity makes the country better. UK, 33%. Sweden, 36%. France, 26%. And Spain, 31%. These are not the numbers that the left wants. So we're winning that battle.
And then you have all the propaganda from the top, including corporate propaganda. The number of what my friend Alfred Schaefer, the German videographer, calls the zombies or the walking dead, they're not as numerous as I'm sure the propagandists would like to believe. Now, this is good news. You know, the Greeks are weird people. I tried to, for a number of years, get in touch with Golden Dawn. I even know people in Malta who have connections. They couldn't get in touch. I mean, they're very insular. They're weird people, but they've got good instincts. I mean, they've been invaded. They know what invasions are. You know, they've ruled under the church for a long time. Good people. You know, these are good.
You know, Paul, you know, as a parting thought, you mentioned Malta. Folks, we'll be talking about Malta. I was today reading my copy of Erasing the Liberty by Phil Turney. What a book, folks. What a book. I'm going to be quoting extensively from it. Turney, really, I mean, he just blasts our enemies in this book, Erasing the Liberty. You want to get that, just Google Erasing the Liberty and get yourself a copy. The link will come up. Get yourself a copy. And so we'll close with that good news. 10% in Greece, 18% in Italy, 17% in Hungary thinks diversity is their strength. And in Poland, it's 14%. In tomorrow's show, I'll tell you what the number is in America. You'll cry. You'll cry when you hear our number of Americans who say diversity is our strength. We'll save that for tomorrow night. See you then, folks.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.